Let's take another phone call here. Hello?
Hi. Hey. My name is Meenda, and I live in Florida. Being a young black female and also a teen mother, what do you guys do to give back to the community? Also directed mostly towards ODB. I know Praz and the Fugees do things for the community, but what is going to be your thing for the community?
Nothing.
Right about now, we got a group coming out. It's my personal favorite. These cats have the hottest selling 8-track of all times. Please, if you will, put your hands together for Mr. Dick M. Down and Tin Can.
Come on, let me hear you say it.
Hey,
say what?
Hey,
say what?
Can't hear you get
some sugar? A little louder.
This don't stop, bruh. The madness don't stop. Had a couple cats forward some info to me about the Mekhi Bryant joint. Actually, this is the Breakfast Club. Oh my God. And Umar Johnson. Some of the brothers wanted me to interject and wanted me to comment on Dr. Umar Johnson talking that bullshit. I did. I've actually listen to bits and pieces and pockets of this interview, and there were some very enlightening things, as usual, said by Dr. Umar Johnson. Regardless of what you may think of his handling of the money that he receives for his school and his fraudulent behavior when it comes to his school, it's very sad, man, to see a brother with such intellect, such insight, such foresight, so seriously mishandle that money in that goddamn school, man. I mean, it really makes him look bad, bro. You know what I mean? But a lot of shit that he spits, man, is actual factual. But then again, there's a lot of other things that he says that is coming from a position of he got to keep the hustle going. And this excerpt that I'm about to play of Dr. Umar Johnson, of this interaction between him, Charlamagne the fucking fraud. I can't stand Charlamagne. He is a fucking bitch ass nigga, man. Ah. To the Fifth Power. And DJ Envy. I mean, I typically don't really listen to the Breakfast Club, man. It's just way too liberal for me, bro. Way too goddamn liberal, man. Envy, in this instance, was the only individual that was speaking out of reason. But that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Mekhi Bryant case. We're going to talk about Umar Johnson's take on it. And we're going to speak on Charlamagne being the penis writer that he is. Yeah, man, we're going to do that, man. So,
stand for the criminal behavior of police. How am I getting a victory if I'm the one who has to pay for his mistakes? Make the police pay and charge every murder as a hate crime, and I guarantee you they'll think twice before they start killing black folks.
Yeah, in the George Floyd Policing Act, that's what they want to do. They want to get rid of qualified immunity. Because if you get rid of qualified immunity, then that's exactly what will happen.
Exactly. You need to get rid of qualified immunity and stop making police think that their lives are more important than black folks. Look at the
slippery slope there. Qualified immunity, don't know if that's going to happen because, I mean, being a officer, being a police officer is already hard enough. And if you remove the protection that you have, if you fuck around and you do make a mistake, I mean, who's going to really sign up to do that job? I've already went into detail on this in past podcasts where I'm basically stating that if you're an individual who day in, day out, week in, week out, monthly, yearly, I mean, you've been on the force for about 2-3 years and you're always coming into dangerous situations, you're always putting your life on the line, the mathematics bears out that, hey, you're going to fuck up every now and then. It's not like you're working at a restaurant and you're making donuts, okay? A person at a restaurant or at a donut shop making donuts, he doesn't come into life-threatening situations every day like an officer does. Therefore, if an individual who's making donuts actually does something of a nefarious nature, if he has an oopsie where he has a so-called situation where he's defending his life or whatever, it's much more easier to be critical of that individual due to the fact that he's only had to come into this sort of situation or deal with it once or maybe twice in his lifetime. But you got an officer who deals with this shit on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So you have to provide some sort of leeway, some sort of wiggle room for that officer that's doing that very dangerous job. Now, one could say, well, that's what they get paid for, and that's what they have training for. You get trained so that you can have the skills so that you don't make mistakes. But unfortunately, we are not robots. Mistakes happen. Things happen. So yeah, mathematics dictates and common sense dictates that if you have an individual who's putting his life on the line and he's running in and out of dangerous situations in his profession, that you're going to have to allow for a degree of error. I know it's hard for a lot of y'all to fathom. I know it's hard for a lot of y'all to digest that. Mathematics don't lie. Mathematics dictates, man, look, the longer you're in some bullshit, man, the longer you're putting yourself into life-threatening situations, deadly situations, shit's going to go left. And I'll be the first one to admit, yes, the qualified immunity, it does get abused at times. Yes, it does. But do you still want people to sign up to be officers, police officers? Do you or don't you? And it's quite obvious that most of you don't. And of course, when you deal with the Negro mind, the irrational Negro mind is sitting here whining and bitching about the policing that's in his neighborhood, but we don't want to become police officers. Black men and black women do not want to become officers of the law. So then you whine and bitch and complain when you have white folks coming in policing your stupid ass. So I don't really have too much sympathy for Negroes on this issue. I really don't. Because, I understand why most black folks and black men and women do not want to become officers, man. Because I've seen the treatment and I've witnessed the treatment of an individual, a black man with a badge, gets when he is in urban areas. You get treated much worse than the white folk. You get treated much worse than the white man with a badge. The white man with a badge gets more props and gets more respect. Negroes are scared to fuck with a white man with a badge. You be a black man, you walk around with a badge in the hood, in urban areas, see what kind of treatment you get. So, a lot of y'all are going to have to pick your poison, man. I know y'all want to defund the police, and I know that in your little low IQ mind that you think defunding the police is going to help you, and it's not. It's going to make shit worse. Much worse. You think Pookie and Ray was tripping before? Wait till they get wind of a defund the police department that's underfunded and understaffed and has no training. I mean, that's what you want. You want a well-trained police force, so that they know how to appropriately respond, especially when it comes to the use of force. And Big Mike is an expert on use of force. Yes, I am. 10 years working in corrections. I know what you can and what you cannot do. I know what's acceptable. Most of you don't. Like Charlamagne and Umar. These niggas don't know shit about use of force. But let's go. Fair use, fair use.
The situation with the sister who got shot the 5 times.
Now let's talk about that. Makaya Bryant in Ohio.
Makaya Bryant.
Yeah.
They're claiming, she the one who called the police. Mm-hmm. They're claiming that the police had a right to shoot her. Even coons, Negroes are running around saying, well, she had a knife. So that justifies her being killed? Because I work in school, Charlamagne. I have seen lunchroom aides. This, with no police training, mm-hmm. No bulletproof vest, no knife-proof vest, no gun in their pocket, I have seen elderly black women and elderly black men take knives and other weapons out of the hands of students during lunchroom riots.
No, you ain't, nigga. You making that shit up, man. This nigga making this shit up, man. Elderly women going into a knife fight with motherfuckers swinging blades, disarming motherfuckers like they Steven Seagal. Shut the fuck up with this bullshit, man. This is apples and oranges. See, what Umar's doing, what he probably saw in this so-called lunchroom riot, he probably seen someone brandish a weapon and act like they was going to do something with the weapon, act like they was going to do something with the knife, but they wasn't actively using the knife. You ain't, bruh, not even the most skilled martial artist, man, is going to sign up to try and run in and try and disarm someone with a knife while they're in full swing and using that shit. I don't know anybody that comes out uncut doing that. Umar, shut up, man. You're a lying sack of shit. You ain't never witnessed no shit like that. Especially from those 60, 70-year-old lunchroom aides, nigga. Shut up.
So you mean to tell me that a 60, 70-year-old man can disarm a teenager in a lunchroom, but a trained armed police with a bulletproof vest can't get a knife out of the hand of a 16-year-old, but yet and still...
Once again, apples and oranges. The officer arrived on the scene. He had 8 seconds to respond. And the chick was in full swing, trying to stab homegirl, man. This is apples and oranges, man. These motherfuckers, they killing me, man. Trying to juxtapose situations. Trying to compare them to each other. Comparing and contrast shit, man. We would definitely have to see what you're talking about, Umar. We would definitely have to see more information on the situation to see if what you're saying is actual factual, to see what you're saying is legit. Because my experience as an individual who's experienced many violent situations, no one's running in unarmed to try and disarm an individual who is actively using, and I repeat, using a blade. See, once again, this is the issue we have, man. We have individuals who are living on Sesame Street. Candyland. They have no idea what they're talking about, man. They ain't used to, man, bro. They not with the shits, man. They don't know what violence is, bro. Anyone that's telling you to go ahead unarmed to try and disarm with a knife is an idiot. That's not happening. Let's go. Fair use.
You have white males who are conducting mass murders all across this country. Almost every other week, we're getting a mass murder in America, and almost every one of these fully armed, fully violent, murderous white men were apprehended by the police without being shot and without...
False equivalency, man. False equivalency. When these individuals were apprehended, most of these so-called shooters, these mass shooters, they gave up. As soon as the police arrived on the scene, they surrendered. And according to police protocol, once you have an individual who surrenders, who throws his hands up and discards his weapon, you take him into custody. False equivalency, sir. Big difference between coming on the scene, someone wielding a knife, actively trying to gut someone, versus a mass shooter who basically discards his weapon and throws his hands up and surrenders to the authorities. False equivalency, nice try, you're on that bullshit. Let's continue.
Out losing their life. So explain to me how a white man with an AK-47 can be taken without a police officer firing at a bullet after he done murdered 6, 7, 8 people, but a 16-year-old girl with a butter knife cannot be apprehended without a bullet being shot. That is nonsense. They killed her because they knew they would get away with it.
Once again, this is the situation that I'm talking about, man. How these pro-blacks, they need to fan the flames of stupid shit, man, of racial discord to get paid, man. Totally irrational thought process, man. They're trying to make it seem like this white man woke up this particular day like, I got to find some black folk to kill, man. Shut. And remember, y'all, I worked in, I don't want to say which particular prison. Because I still have individuals that work there who I'm still cool with. And we did a lot of things in that prison to fight racism, to fight the Klan. And I don't want to fuck around and give up the grapes, man, about the things that we did and how we did it. Because it may have some blowback on the individuals that's still working in the spot, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, the spot that I was at in southern Ohio, I think it would be southwestern Ohio. Yeah. It was a hub for Klan territory, KKK. And we actively went heads up with them Klan motherfuckers, man.
Oh, yeah.
So I ain't no stranger to the struggle, man. So I'm the last Negro to get on here and defend so-called race soldiers and white supremacists, man. But at some point, y'all gotta sober up, man. And y'all gotta realize Google is your friend. Google is your friend. Research. Research. Look shit up, y'all. Stop being a useful idiot for these race hustlers, man. Let's continue. Fair use.
Now, I'm not gonna lie. I must be a coon because I don't agree with you on this one, and I'm gonna tell you why.
I do agree with you.
Those people that walk around with them assault rifles and those white boys that they run around and don't get shot, they should get shot immediately. You come out with a gun, should lay your ass down. Not even a question asked.
Yes.
But this situation, my only thing is this. When the police pulled up, now you're talking to somebody whose father's a retired cop, right?
Yes, sir.
And when that cop pulled up, he doesn't know friend or foe. He doesn't know who called the police, right?
Okay.
He does not know. It wasn't like a sign of, hey, I called the police.
Understood.
They got a call, hey, I'm getting jumped. Somebody has a weapon, right?
Okay.
Comes out that car. He puts his hand out. First thing he says is, you see that girl running towards the other girl with the knife up.
Okay.
Right? Police can use deadly weapon two things, to defend themselves and defend another person.
Okay.
He fired his firearm, stopping that girl from getting shot. Now, people could say four times, five times was a lot. That was a lot of shots.
Just want to interject here and say that, man, it is refreshing to hear DJ Envy talk some sense for a change. Ah, very refreshing. Let's proceed. Fair use.
You can take that any which way you want, yes. But his whole thing was to disarm that girl. And at first, I was upset. Why the fuck they shooting that woman? But then I had to sit back and said, let's say that was my daughter sitting on the back of that car and somebody was coming at her aggressively with a knife. She wasn't defending herself. It wasn't like she was defending. She was coming aggressively for that other girl.
Well, she was defending herself, though. I mean, you can't do that. Right. I mean, they jumped her before and they came to her house.
But that was her problem. But at this point right here, I'm telling you what the cop seen. Mm-hmm. The cop didn't see the fight.
Okay.
The cop
okay.
only seen was the girl being aggressive to the other girl. That's all he seen.
Okay.
So at that point, if I'm the father and that's my daughter, I would want to make sure my daughter didn't get stabbed.
Charlemagne's an idiot, man. Oh, I can't stand Charlemagne. Once again, the girl in the pink did not come to that house to specifically fight that girl. That girl in the pink was a foster child at one point who lived in that home of the foster mother. And I already told y'all my theory on what actually transpired and what happened. That's pretty much, I laid that out in my Patreon. So if you want to hear that, join up to the Patreon and get the full scoop, the full 411 on that. Let's continue.
Okay.
And that was the only reason I said I understand why that cop did that.
But she shouldn't be dead. Four times is excessive. There was other ways I think that cop could have intervened without.
Charlemagne, shut up. That's how cops train. Double tap, 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 or until the target is neutralized. If you a knife-wielding maniac, you don't get to choose how many times you get shot, nigga. Man, pussy-ass liberals, man.
Killing that girl.
But that goes into training. Cops are trained to kill.
Well, let me give you a follow-up, baby. Let me ask you a question. If you are the police...
Correct.
DJ Envy is the police officer. You get out the car. You saw the exact same set of circumstances. Do you shoot her five times? Why or why not?
I am not going to shoot her five times.
Why?
Honestly?
Yes.
Because this is my community and I know what happens.
Envy, you pussed out on this one. You pussed out, man. But let's go. I wish you would have asked me that question. I would have flabbergasted that nigga with my answer. I would have emptied the whole clip in that bitch.
In the community. I understand the fight.
In other words, you value her life.
Right, but I'm going to
exactly.
tell you why. And this is going to be a little
different. Took her life because he did not value it.
Right.
Let me ask you another question, Envy. If she was a white girl with that same knife, does she get shot five times?
If I'm a police officer?
that white, if that, well, not you, with the white, going back to the white officer, if the girl with the knife was a white girl and that was a white neighborhood, does she get shot at all by that same cop?
Gun never even comes up.
I would hope so. She's aggressive.
No, no, no. I'd ask you what you hope. I'd ask you what you hope.
Oh, man, boy. Envy, man, if you wasn't such a pussy, if you wasn't such a liberal, man, he never would have been able to corner you with this shit. You need to ask a real staunch, 10 toes down street Negro about that situation in that scenario, man. I would have gave you a real sobering answer. Yes, I would have. See, in this instance, in this situation, man, we got liberals short-circuiting, man, when they're asked specific questions about this situation, this scenario, because common sense dictates that, yeah, you put some slugs in this little girl, man. Common sense dictates that, but they have an agenda and they have a narrative. And I can perfectly illustrate that. We're going to segue into Juan Williams, the so-called black conservative on Fox News, man. So we're going to see what he had to say about the scenario and the situation. We're going to see how stupid and ridiculous this Negro sounds. Let's go, Juan Williams.
It's a knife. That's a butcher shop. All right, so Juan Williams, you're an officer. You get out of the vehicle. You see mayhem. There's a guy that's kicking a girl down to the ground. And another woman lunging at a defenseless woman like this with a sharp blade. You have seconds to react. She doesn't put the knife down when you warn her. What does Juan Williams, Officer Juan Williams, do to save the lady's life in pink?
Well, I guess I would shoot the gun, not necessarily at somebody, but maybe shoot the gun and maybe, you know, run at the person and try to disarm them.
Shoot the gun. Warning shots. Once again, someone totally ignorant to use of force protocol. You do not ever give warning shots. You do not ever shoot your gun in the air. That bullet has to go somewhere. It has to come back down. Yeah. Juan, you're an idiot. Let's proceed with this idiocy.
I don't know. I mean...
So wait. You would shoot the gun in the air like a warning shot?
Hopefully to distract or to try to stall or something so I could get... Or my partner could get the knife away, I see, is what I was saying. Well, I don't know.
Well, once again, man, y'all watching too many Steven Seagal movies, man. He had 8 fucking seconds. 8 seconds, man. Oh, my God, man. I keep covering this, man, because it's just, like I said, idiocracy is here. Idiocracy is here. The idiocy is just, it's astounding to me, man. This motherfucker talking about warning shots and talking about distracting her. And I'm like, you got 8 seconds to process all of this shit.
I mean, taking someone's life is pretty strong. I don't either, Jesse. I mean, Jesse, policing is tough work. But all I'm saying is, you know, I think that woman with a knife is a danger to society. It's certainly a danger to the other person.
Anyway, I just wanted to illustrate that, man, how, you know, a lot of people got all this smoke for the officer, but they ain't got no fucking answers, man. The only answer to that scenario and that situation was to pop this broad, nigga. That was the only answer. You shot her too many times. Shut up, nigga. Shut up. So, yeah, DJ Envy, man, you know, they put you in a trick bag and they low-key dog-walked you on this one. They backed you into a corner because, you know, you got the heart of a woman. If you was a real man, you'd have been like, shit, everyone getting popped. Everybody getting served. If you're getting caught with a blade in mid-swing about to gut somebody, everyone getting popped, nigga, regardless of your skin complexion. Let's proceed with Umar and his pro-black nonsense.
Oh, does I mean, that I don't same know. White I'm not a cop? You shoot know it wouldn't, Envy.
I don't know. I'm not a psychic.
Envy, you know she wouldn't.
She wouldn't have got shot if she was white.
I would hope so. If anybody is aggressively going at somebody with a knife, I would hope that they'd
be
shot.
How many they got a video of a white guy stabbing a cop in the neck. The cop goes, I'm stabbed in the neck. He pulls out his gun, chases the guy, stops in the middle of the chase to pull out his taser to tase the white guy.
Absolutely.
Look, man, I wish I would stop trying to use different scenarios or situations and juxtaposing that with this one. Many different moving parts to situations and scenarios, man. The cop that got stabbed in the neck is not the cop that shot Micaiah Bryant. The cop that got stabbed in the neck was probably a pussy. He probably can't fathom taking someone's life, irregardless of who they are. Does it change the fact that he is authorized to use deadly force once deadly force is used on him? It's up to the officer. If the officer does not want to use deadly force in defense of his life or in defense of others, I feel, you know, there's a dereliction of duty there. But yet still, you are authorized to defend yourself from death, and you are authorized to defend others from death by using deadly force. Now, these clowns, these asshats, Charlemagne the Fraud and Dr. Umar, calling him doctor sometimes is disgusting to me, Umar Johnson, they're stating that white cops don't never kill white girls, especially teen white girls. White cops don't never kill white girls, no. Especially teen white girls. Well, I tell you what. Google is your friend. Google is your friend. I wish you Negroes would stop being lazy. Just do a little bit of research. Here we have an officer. I believe this happened in California back in 2019. An officer was forced to shoot a 17-year-old white girl. All right, let's proceed. Let's listen to this. Because according to Charlemagne the Fraud and Umar, this doesn't happen to white girls. It doesn't. A white man would never shoot Sweet Polly Purebred, even if she does have a knife. Well, let's see what happens.
Oxnard, California.
Hi! Come here, please.
An officer is answering a call about a subject acting erratically and threatening neighbors with a 12-inch kitchen knife. One caller is concerned she has a gun. There have been multiple calls. The suspect, a juvenile.
Yes?
Why is someone calling saying you're waving a knife around? Don't reach for it. Put it down. Sit right here on the curb. Don't reach for the knife. Sit right here on the curb.
As you'll see, she has a knife and flashes it in front of the officer, but refuses to put it down.
Don't reach for it. Put it down. Sit right here on the curb. Don't reach for the knife. Sit right here on the curb.
Why? What happens if I reach for it?
She reaches for it.
Put the knife down.
Let me warn you right now, this is going to be very, very difficult to watch, especially if you are a parent. So let me set the scene for you. You have a 17-year-old girl. She has a 12-inch long kitchen knife, and she's threatening this officer. The officer is telling her multiple times to put it down, but she keeps walking up on that officer. And that officer says that he was forced to fire. You be the judge. Watch.
Put the knife down.
Once again, a 911 caller says not only does she have a knife, but possibly a gun. Refusing to drop the knife, she then walks the officer back.
Drop it. Drop it.
He's putting distance between himself and the teenager to give him time to react.
No, she's still on the knife. Drop it.
She stops momentarily, and then all of a sudden, runs at the officer. And he opens fire.
Touchdown!
She regrets her actions. They didn't find a gun.
Let's get the knife away.
Okay. Hey, look, y'all gotta stop falling for this time-honored, like, tactic of the pro-black or the liberal, man, just cherry-picking cases and shit, man. Please, stop being useful idiots to these knuckle-draggers, man. Look, Google is your friend. YouTube is your friend. Every time they tell you that something doesn't happen, all you gotta do is just type it in, and voila, guess what? Here's a situation in this scenario where, yes, it happens. White people do get shot. Yes, white women do get shot. Yes, white teen girls do get shot. man, I'm trying to figure out why this was never on the news. I mean, if we're so in a tizzy about black girls or girls, period, teens, period, getting filled with hot lead, why did this not make the news? Well, there's a bigger agenda afoot, obviously. Bigger agenda. Once again, the bigger agenda is to use the Negro as a proxy army to destabilize the government via left-wing radical terrorist organizations like BLM. I mean, once again, I'm trying to tell y'all, like, how is it that you have major corporations and the government actually giving the cosign for BLM to actually do all of this destructive infrastructure work? The Negro is slow. The Negro is slow. And you would think that, you know, Umar Johnson would know this. Maybe Umar Johnson does know it, but he does understand that BLM does help to foster and does help him fill his coffers, put money in his pocket. So he probably don't want to come out too heavy and too hard and too strong against BLM. Might want to straddle the fence a little bit. But once again, simple Google search, simple YouTube search. Umar and them trying to convince you that white cops, they are not going to dare put any sort of hot lead in a white team because they're white. Because they value their lives. Oh, shit, man. Let's go back to the nonsense, man.
Come on!
And
you said it yourself, Emmy. You said they're trained where they can shoot. They're not required to shoot. In other words, police are expected to exercise discretion like any other professional. He made a decision. And when you look at the video, I didn't hear him say stop. I didn't hear him say drop it. If I'm not mistaken.
He did do that.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Because I didn't see it or hear it.
He did. But even,
of course you didn't see it or hear it because you don't want to hear it or see it, Umar. Shit. Negroes only see and hear what they want to see. Let's go.
And he said, and she said, I'm going to stab the fuck out of you. So, like I'm saying.
So why you ain't shoot her in the leg?
In that case, you know, you're right, but they're not trained to do that. Like, it seems something.
You don't shoot in the leg because this ain't no movie, Negro. It's a lot easier to aim center mass because it's a bigger target. You know, these niggas, like I said, man, they think that this is Jean-Claude Van Damme Stallone movie, man. Shoot her in the leg. You know how hard it is to shoot someone in the leg with 8-9 seconds of notice on a moving target? Oh, my God, man. I really shouldn't be so critical because, like I said, you know, this is what I used to do, so. Umar's just he's just a charlatan, you know, collecting money for a school that he ain't never gonna open. This motherfucker got the nerve to be talking shit, man. Why don't you just shoot him in the leg with nothing but your hands and disarm a 200-pound buck wild water buffalo bitch with a blade? No, nigga. You doing that shit. This ain't the movies. I don't give a fuck if it sound insensitive, man. Tired of black people, man. I'm tired of being on the losing team, man. I'm tired, nigga. Let's go.
If she was white, she would not have been shot at all. So you can't blame it on the training, Envy. This was racism.
I posted a video yesterday.
This was racism.
I posted a video yesterday of a white man.
Let me ask the question. If she didn't shoot her,
uh-huh,
and that girl would have stabbed that girl or killed that girl, what would everybody would have said?
I know what they would have said. They would have said he was a race soldier. He don't care about black lives. He let it her get killed it did by that girl with the knife. Like I told you, there's ever a time where we just know that we are in full, ratchet, inconsiderate, ignorant bitch mode. This should let you know. Because there's just no pleasing in an illiterate, ignorant, ratchet bitch. No matter what you do, you wrong. No matter what you do, you wrong, Jack.
Cop didn't do anything.
I'm going to argue that it would have been impossible for her to kill the girl because the police, who are athletically fit, could have engaged her in less than 5 seconds.
Oh my God, man. Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm about to get a drink off that one. Ooh. Umar, you need to go back into sniffing coke in your hotel room, bruh. Shit, man. I tell you what, man, let's listen to some more news reports, man, of white women getting popped by the popos, man. Let's do that, man. Let's discredit these fake-ass pro-blacks, man. Let's do that shit, man. Let me see here. Woman shot and killed after charging at officer with knife in Temple Terrace. The Temple Terrace Police Department responded to a woman's call to help outside Temple Terrace City Hall at about 1:15 p.m. Friday. For reasons unknown to police, the woman later identified as a 21-year-old Heba Montez Alizari, then tried to attack an officer with a large knife. Man, what is with these broads and these knives, man? Women are vicious creatures, man. Women are vicious creatures. But here we have a woman. I don't know if, let me see here. Well, we probably won't be able to use this because her name doesn't sound Anglo-Saxon. Doesn't sound white enough. She probably isn't white. I don't know. She's probably of Native American or Hispanic descent. But let's listen to it anyway.
First, we have new information about the woman shot by an officer in Temple Terrace just this afternoon. This is brand new video showing the moments leading up to that shooting. Police say it is key to this investigation. New tonight, ABC Action News reporter Ryan Smith talks to the spokesperson for this woman's family.
I want to show you exactly where that deadly encounter took place, right here outside City Hall in Temple Terrace in the middle of the afternoon. Police tell me that woman came here claiming to need help, but instead went on the attack. Take a look. A City Hall camera positioned outside captures the moment Heba Al-Azahari lunges at an officer armed with a butcher knife. He swerves out of the way. The confrontation continues off camera.
I mean, if a picture's worth 1,000 words, this video is worth 10,000.
Police Chief Kenneth Albano says this video is critical, proving why that officer felt threatened.
I hope everybody will watch this video and see that a knife this big being swung at you thusly, and the officer repeatedly saying, drop the knife, and retreating.
Moments after the two step out of frame, Chief Albano says that's when the officer fires, ultimately killing Al-Azahari.
The police are ones that are putting their lives on the line for you.
Oh, okay, well, this chick was a Middle Eastern descent. So we can't use that because the pro-black will use that and say, well, they black. They black. Once again, you know, the pro-black, they're always using things at their convenience. In one situation, they'll consider this a black woman. And then in another situation, they'll say she's not a black woman. All according to the narrative that they're trying to solidify at that particular time. So we can't really use this. Only time we can actually use this, I wish I could have showed y'all the video of how easily it is to get caught up and how easily it is to possibly get stabbed by someone with a knife. Because, I mean, really it only takes about 15 feet for an individual with a knife to get the drop on you. Even if you have a weapon. Even if you have a weapon holstered and you have an individual who has a knife, all it takes is 15 feet for them to get to you before you can draw that weapon and actually shoot them. FYI, for those that don't know, for those that are perplexed about trying to understand why you don't pull a taser, why you don't use non-lethal means, because that person can close the gap on you with the quick fast and kill you with that knife. But we have something that happened around 7 months ago. White woman got shot and killed. Body cam, knife-wielding woman killed after stabbing Jacksonville officer. So this officer actually got stabbed, and he still unloaded the clip into the broad. And this happened around September 1st, 2020. Let's listen to the report.
News 4 Jax starts right now with a breaking news alert.
Breaking at 6 o'clock, months after Jacksonville police officer shot and killed a woman wielding a knife,
The body camera video from the scene has now been released.
And it comes the same day the state attorney's office announced a new policy on releasing this type of footage. We begin our coverage with News 4 Jax reporter Eric Auvernier describing what we see in this just-released video. Eric.
First of all, the video you're about to see is very graphic, so we won't be showing Baker being shot. However, we will show the moments leading up to the shooting, which paints a picture of how fast and intense the situation escalated. It's April 11th, around 5:30 in the afternoon, when Officer E. Meckling arrives at a home on Gulf Air Boulevard. But no sooner than she knocks on the door, her body camera captures the unthinkable.
What the HQ number 157, I just stabbed!
Investigators say that was Leah Baker, who came out the door armed with a knife, then stabbing the officer. Then this happens moments later. The officer fires at Baker but misses. Then moments later, the body camera shows Baker appearing to be even more defiant.
Get on the ground! Get away from that knife!
What? They killed it at the white woman? They killed it at the white woman. This doesn't happen. Oh no. Mm-mm. Cops don't kill white women. Mm-mm. Man,
Look, y'all.
Cops shoot and kill everybody. They shoot and kill everybody. Y'all just don't see it on the mainstream news, man. You gotta be intelligent about this shit. Stop being stupid, nigga. Stop being stupid. All right, I've grown wary. Bottom line is, Google is your friend. Please investigate all of this nonsense, man. Be leery of the pro-blacks or the liberal or the progressive liberals that like to cherry pick certain police stories and want to convince you that white people do not get shot by the police. They want to convince you that white women do not get shot by the police. They want to convince you that white teen girls do not get shot by the police. Now, in the event that a cop is faced with a deadly force issue or deadly force situation, it is up to his discretion that if he wants to try and quell the situation with non-lethal means, you know, that's up to his discretion. But pretty much every cop that I know who is faced with a deadly force situation, they're not going to opt for less lethal. They're going to go for the lethal option. Why? Because it's pretty much in defense of oneself and defense of third parties. Now, I do know cops who have opted to use less lethal means in defense of oneself just because they actually have more concern for defending the life of a third person than their own life. So they're more apt to use lethal force in defense of a third person than themselves. Because they feel it's more of a moral obligation and more of a duty to protect innocent life. But please understand and keep in mind that this is optional. An officer is more than within his rights to use deadly force when confronted with deadly force. Let's not be an idiot. This isn't the movies. All of this, you could have used a taser. You didn't have to shoot her so many times. You should have shot her in the leg. You know, all of this on the backs of a situation that happened within a split second, man. He had 8-9 seconds to respond to the shit. Grow the fuck up, black people. Black people, grow the fuck up. Grow up. Grow up. Grow up. Google is your friend. I'm out.